Here are the top five moments of Justin Tuck's Giants career. At number five, Justin Tuck with the interception rumbles 41 yards for the touchdown.
Bulger takes the snap and back to throw. Sidearm to one left. The pass intercepted by Justin Tuck. He's got it on the run to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Justin Tuck.
How about Tuck? Talk about, we just talked him up on his leadership, and, you know, he's doing everything that you could ask for a defensive end on that play. Gets his hands up and showing speed, athleticism.
He just gobbled up the pass, 42 yards. He stuck his hands up.
Number four, celebrating Super Bowl 46, Justin Tuck pumps up the crowd at MetLife Stadium.
And the last time we did this, we was in Giants Stadium. And I'm sure you know I'm finna go with this. Now we're in MetLife Stadium. No. It's MetLife Stadium. But for one thing, you can be sure of whose house it is.
At number three, Justin Tuck gets to Drew Bledsoe his first ever sack and forced fumble.
Bledsoe back, looks right, feels pressure, gets sacked again, fumbles the football, it's loose. They dive for it. The Giants say they have it at the 22. The mad scramble. The officials are in there, digging their nose in. Giants say they have it, and they do. Justin Tuck got the sack and forced fumble.
It's something Carl talked about, the inferior presence of the defensive tackles.
At number two, Justin Tuck dominates the Redskins with four sacks.
Griffin under pressure again, and down he goes again, and there's Tuck.
This is just his night tonight. I mean, it's one thing to go, okay, we got a blitzer coming, we got to take advantage of it, but I'd rather you block number 91 first.
And at number one, Justin Tuck played best in the biggest games, taking Tom Brady to the turf in Super Bowl 42 and Super Bowl 46.
Brady back, has time, steps up, gets hit, fumble. Back, fumble the football, it's loose on the ground, they scramble for it. Who has it? Giant ball at midfield.
Third and 10 from the 20 of New England. Patriots trail by four. Brady is back, he's under pressure and he gets sacked at the 13-yard line.
And that's four sacks in the last two Super Bowls against Brady.